NY Woody has been shopping at Elfco, as it's affectionately known, for almost as long as the building has stood on its site just off Grand River Avenue. The small green-roofed building tucked away on Northwind is dwarfed by the big Hobby Lobby across the street. These days, Elfco finds itself in another huge shadow cast from just a block away. Last April, retail giant Whole Foods Market opened a new store in East Lansing, bringing with it its nationally known organic pedigree. Elfco board president Ann Wywoody believes her little store is falling victim to its own trendiness.
To a certain extent, it's a story of the success of what we started 40 years ago. You can find the kinds of things that were only available at the food co-op 40 years ago in almost every grocery store today. Because of that, we are at the point where we're having to make some difficult financial decisions.
Whole Foods' presence is not the only factor that's forcing the co-op's hand. Wywoody says Elfco's decline has been coming for years, and it faces many of the same market pressures other customer-owned enterprises around the country do each day. Now the owners will vote this Sunday whether to cut their losses and sell the building. But Wywoody says though the bricks and mortar will soon be gone, the owners want to keep Elfco's vision alive.
We're not going to dissolve the corporation. That's not the plan right now. Our hope is to rebirth the food co-op and to continue this idea that locally owned is an extremely important criteria.
Shiloh Doms shares that hope. She's the co-op's outreach manager. I ask her to show me a favorite item in the store, and she leads me to the produce section. Locally sourced, of course.
Now, my 3-year-old son, every time he comes in here, he has to pick out an apple. He walks right over and he grabs the one he wants, and then I have to, you know, if I'm not keeping total eye on him, I have to see which one it was.
Today, Northern Spy, Topaz, and Honeycrisp are on display. The co-op gets its apples from an orchard in Flushing near Flint. Dom says that grower-to-grocer dynamic is the very essence of Elfco's charm. At the register, Gary Garbardino is finishing his purchase.
How long you been a member?
Probably going on 30 years now since I moved to Lansing. Wow.
Well, what's been the attraction of this particular store when you have other options around you?
The selection of the food and how well they treat the people who come here.
Things have not been very profitable as of late, and so they're going ahead with proceedings for closure. Your thoughts on this?
I hope they can find another location. This is just a building, so the co-op is much more than a building.
Would you still be involved in a new enterprise if it came to that?
I will continue to shop wherever it is.
Elfco has no specific site in mind, though over the years, people from downtown East Lansing to Lansing's East Side and Riotown have approached its owners about opening a satellite store. Currently, the co-op sits within 5 miles of several large food retailers, including Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, and Whole Foods, making a new stand in an underserved food desert in the capital region's urban core would align with Elfco's social philosophy. As a co-op leader, board president Ann Wywoody says she's expecting an energetic discussion with an engaged group of people who'll decide what happens next. But as a customer, she's a little reluctant to move on.
I actually have been thinking, where on earth am I going to shop? That's a tough thing to do. But I'm looking forward to the possibility that we will come back better, stronger, serving the community more effectively.
The East Lansing Food Cooperative Special Owners Meeting takes place Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Allen Neighborhood Center in Lansing. The co-op plans to remain open until February 4th. For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery.